Prologue. The chirping of Aurora finches filled the morning air as they flitted to and fro among the branches. A couple of dainty Kieran trotted by a path, though paused to look up as a pair of feet raced down it.
First day! It's the first day, Kyrie, you dunderhead!
Complained a young elf, his hair braided back as he ensured he had his notebooks in his knapsack. The sages were coming to Bristol, and he frickin' overslept.
I'm never going to hear the end of this one.
Bristol was the city his little village sat at the edge of, and it was brimming with life. Traders came from all over to the city to trade their goods. Hybrid hearth drakes, silks from arachne clans in the mountains, horses from the dwarves, and finally, hewn minerals and gems from the trolls. Among the traders were performers and service providers, such as the dancers from the desert lands, fortune tellers who used old dragon bones, and even elves who had bonded to unicorns to perform tricks. Kyrie tried to not get distracted by the hubbub of the city, though the fantastic smells of exotic foods caught his attention often and made him slow down, or even stop to check the price. He always did love this time of year, trader season. In mid-fall, when the leaves changed to the color of a dragon's hoard, he felt alive. He eventually found his way to the other side of the crowd, somehow holding a hot honey bun in his hand as he continued to run for the stadium.
Kai! Kai, over here!
Kai skidded to a stop as two others came running over. Another female elf, with green eyes and golden hair pulled back into a braided bun, and a young man with red hair and blue eyes. Kyrie smiled at them as he came over, panting and waving.
We waited half an hour for you.
I know. Nyssa, sorry to have kept you waiting.
The young man chuckled as he clapped Kyrie on the shoulder.
Come on, miss, give him a break. I bet he was up late watching the stars again, or writing a new song.
Kyrie laughed and playfully pushed his friend off.
You know me, cousin. I always have my head in the clouds.
At least you have us to ensure you don't float away.
Cousin answered, grinning from ear to ear.
Did I miss anything?
Thankfully, no. But if we don't hurry, we will.
That got the two going again, albeit at a more leisurely pace as they stepped into the stadium. It was a tall building, seating many in balconies and steepled seats toward the bottom. In the center was a pillar-like stage that allowed the one standing on it to be heard by all, like a giant echo chamber. Five people were on the stage, each with a fox drake on their shoulder. The sages, keepers of the elemental magics and their guardians. They were teachers, prophets, and guides in the ways of magic. Kyrie sat with his friends and set his bag down, pulling out his notebooks to remember what the sages would say. He and Cozen were always eager to learn something new, and the best source to learn about magic was from the sages themselves. They were the strongest keepers known in all of Hyriath, after all. There was Fintan and his guardian of flames, Aiden. Phelan and her guardian of water, Ripple. Selakia and her guardian of earth, Geode. Aetheon and his guardian of air, Zephyr. And Mincy and her guardian of souls, Alkos. Kyrie smiled as he looked at each of the sages. While Mincy and Alkos were the most mysterious of the group, his favorites had always been Aetheon and Zephyr. They were from the Wood Elf lands like him, making him wonder if he could ever be a keeper. He was told being chosen by a foxdrake was like when a cat came into your life. They appear. However, that never stopped him from daydreaming about what kind of foxdrake would choose him, if any. Finally, Mincy stepped forward, Zephyr lifting her wings and asking the air to carry the elf's voice.
People of Bristol, I humbly thank you for your hospitality at this year's trading festival.
The balconies roared with welcoming cheers, and even Kyrie and his friends applauded with the crowd until Mincy shyly raised a hand.
It's our deepest pleasure to be here in this beautiful season and among such wonderful people. Thanks to all of you, our people can flourish in peace.
Another round of cheers greeted her, and Kyrie could see she bit her lip. Being the keeper to the Guardian of Souls, Kyrie read that Mincy was highly empathic and preferred to stay somewhere quiet. He could only imagine how jarring it would be to be surrounded by so many people. She looked to her companions, and Fintan nodded, letting her step back to Phelan and Ripple as he took over for her.
We are happy to announce that the Fox Drakes have information you all might find interesting. New clutches of eggs have been laid, and the young from the last hatching are old enough to find keepers of their own. While there have been a few occasions where a hatchling needed a keeper early, these hatchlings will be brought to the local schools for young magic users to meet and possibly bond with.
Atheon stepped forward, his boyish features making him look more impish than elvish as he looked among the crowd.
There is a possibility that an older drake may choose you as a keeper as well. Do not turn your nose up at this. Respect for the elders goes for the fox drakes as much as it does your own great-grandmothers.
He paused and grinned as he heard scattered laughter.
I mean it. A fox drake may forgive you, but Grammy, she'll grab a ruler and smack your wrist so quick you'd think twice next time.
More laughter bubbled from the crowd as Atheon chuckled with them.
Just be respectful and your drake will find you.
Kairi smiled as he wrote down the words, wondering if he could put them into a song when he got home that evening.
New hatchlings,
Cousin commented as he, Kairi, and Nissa walked home after a long day of shopping the tender stalls. He stretched his arms and set his hands behind his head as he looked up at the crimson leaves of the towering oaks.
Hard to believe they only lay once a year.
It's not just that,
Nissa said as she balanced on a fence and walked beside them.
The magic's balance has to be right. The right heat, moisture, breathability, and softness of the nests. It must all be in balance for a fox drake to hatch properly. The drought last year caused a lot of eggs to still.
Kairi remembered hearing that news and was glad the eggs were doing far better this year. He smiled at the thought of hatchlings around the schools this year and looked at Cozen.
Think any of us will be chosen?
Cozen grinned with a shrug.
I certainly hope so. Who knows, maybe we can be part of the next group of sages.
Kairi laughed.
Honestly, I'd be content with my songs and some wandering.
Why not aim higher? Kai, you're very good with magic.
It was Kairi's turn to shrug. He was skilled, but if that was his path, a drake would come to him. He didn't have to strive for it like Cozen thought he had to. But then again, Cozen always had been the ambitious one.
If I reach that bridge, I'll cross it,
he said, putting his arms over Cozen and Nisa's shoulders.
For now, I'm content with where I am and what I've got.
As they walked out of the city, filled with evening vendors and festivities that would last for another week, a pair of peridot eyes watched the group from the trees with a curious gleam. One in the group stood out to her, but he had yet to be tested. She ruffled her wings as she stood on the branch. Her black scales camouflaged her well in the darkening light, and her bright green underbelly, horns, and claws made her look like a clump of leaves.
Let's see what this one has in store,
she thought as she opened her wings and flew for her den. Perhaps she found her keeper at last, but time would only tell.